Minutes of Tens, episode 367 for Thursday, October 15th, 2020. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
So,
take it away.
Like other people, during this whole COVID time, I've been trying to work and see the positive. I'm working on positivity. So, you know, some people have like a swear jar and they put money in when they swear. I have a negativity jar.
Okay.
So every time I have a pessimistic thought, I throw a dollar in.
Okay.
It's half empty. All right. See? That was good. I told you it was good.
All right. Let's start talking about...
I don't know. We got a lot of stuff on the table here.
Non-pen stuff. This is so exciting because it totally messes with you. Like, we lead up to the cool stuff.
Well, yeah.
So, it's October 15th. We're starting to think about Christmas and other things. And everybody, I have a thing for pouches. I have a thing for flashlights. I have a thing for pouches. And we are now carrying... the Atoya Midtown pouch in the small size. I think the big is big.
The big is big. This is a great size.
These are made of sturdy felt. So these are casual. These are not going to be your high-end leather.
Yeah, there's no leather
here. This is just felt and a zipper.
But it's really, and these are what, 4x7?
4x7.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they're fun colors, and they're $6. So,
yeah, and they have like a little split down the...
I hate to say you get what you pay for, in a good way. These are not...
But they're not plenty big for lots of pens, pencils.
Yeah. These are really a great value.
Then there's this little...
There's little a little inner pouch. You could put... like, I forgot to bring in my mouse. I was going to see if I could fit my mouse and my small
cord. You can put your ID or something.
Credit cards, SD cards. You use the larger one to transport things back and forth.
Yeah, well, sometimes we'll have customers come in and they'll bring in two or three pens for repair. So I put them in a bag and they would actually fit really nice in these.
Yeah.
But we have a larger one that we got, and they're nice. So you've got two separate sides plus that middle.
So it's
nice
it's,
zipper.
Two sides,
sturdy,
in a contrasting fabric, which I really like.
That one's nice.
The color combinations are really good. I do like that center little piece, so you don't have to put anything in there. But I would absolutely, I could probably fit my mouse and some tech cords in there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, a couple USB cords or something.
Ladies, you could put makeup in there. These are great for kids, especially those of you who are homeschooling.
All that little stuff that gets lost.
In the bottom of your purse or the bottom of your tote bag, these are perfect.
Put my AirPods in there or whatever. Ooh. But they're nice. You're right. They're very nice combinations. Even this lime green with purple. I mean, they really thought this through. It's just really a...
So you've got a turquoise and orange. I really like the charcoal and the maroon.
The black and...
winter green.
Winter green, is that what that is?
There's a lighter gray with blue. So...
So these are great. These are... Super, and if something ever were to happen to them, and I'll tell you what, the felt is very,
very,
very strong
sturdy.
And durable.
Yeah.
I have a felt, not by Atoya, but I have a felt cover or case for sleeve for my my MacBook. And it's
lasted years.
It has lasted years. It doesn't even show any signs of giving up. So I would have no question thinking these are going to last equally as long. Now, in a kid's hands, anything's possible, but they're nice.
You know, they're really just a nice product for the money. I think you could probably find a lot of uses for these. And so for $6, we've got them now on the site. Mm-hmm. I know a couple of our staff already got some.
Yep.
They're nice, yeah.
So
let's also talk about the world's most adorable pen cases. They're cute.
They are cute.
They're adorable. We are talking about the Puni Labo. These are new to us. They are they call it a telescoping. You put it on your desk and you pop it down.
And then, yeah, and it sits
flat. And it
flat.
Stands, which is cool. But they come in 2, 4, 6, 7, 9, 10 different animals. So this is the calico cat. Brian
has
the black cat. What do you have over there?
We got a gray cat. Yep.
You got a pig over there.
And I got a pig. How adorable is that? Got little ears on it.
The parakeet.
She loves the parakeet.
I love the parakeet for some reason. I don't know why. I think I like the color.
It's the nose. It's the beak.
It is,
the beak is what does it, yeah.
A brown bear. Panda. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
That's cute.
So cute.
Two dogs.
Boston Terrier. And I don't remember the name of the other one. And then for my friend Jackie, we have the penguin. So these are cute. What I like is they have a nice zipper. Funniest little instructions. Don't scare your friends. They've got a little tab on the inside. You could put an eraser or pencil leads or something like that small inside. But they're a decent size.
Yeah.
Silicone, so they're squishy.
Yeah, that's nice. I mean, they stand up even with the
yeah, you can't
the
see
head
it.
Off. They stand up. They don't tip over, and obviously you're going to put some pens in there or something.
Right. No, these are nice. These are cute. So we have these available. If you don't know what to get your kids, or your kids are squabbling over, that's my pencil, not yours.
They are adorable.
These are great.
They are adorable, and they're made out of a rubber.
Silicone. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's
squishy.
They're squishy.
A little black cat. These are cute. I think these are just adorable. So we have these on the site now as well. I know. Is it silly to get excited about? Look at you. You're grabbing the cat back.
I don't know. You're probably not going to see me pull that out of my leather bag, but, you know, you might. I don't know.
Anyway, it's a great little add-on.
I wouldn't put my Machia in there, but it's great for
Would you put it in the penguin or the parakeet? No. Well, I just wasn't sure.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
So Punilabo.
These are adorable.
Just adorable. Good gift ideas too.
All right, go.
So last week we mentioned some sailor accessories.
Yes.
And these came out. These are actually pretty cool.
I haven't seen these.
So we'll start out on the. We'll start with the easy one. A sailor now comes out with a package of empty cartridges. So that's pretty cool. If you like to refill your cartridges and you want a clean one, you don't want to keep reusing, or you know maybe you're using a iron gall ink or something, and it sticks inside the cartridge, you can get yourself a little package of six cartridges, empty cartridges, super cheap, which is nice.
I have a number of cartridges that I have cleaned out and I keep in a baggie that I take with me to travel, mm-hmm. So that I always have an empty one that I could refill. But it is nice to have one that's clean and ready to go, and you don't have to do anything to it.
It doesn't happen so much with Sailor because of the wide opening, but sometimes you will get some cartridges just have a tendency that, you know, they wear over time and they don't fit as tight.
Yep.
So sometimes an empty cartridge is good. They also, and this is a great idea. I love this.
Brian loves this.
I love this. See, so... You know, we would go to shows, and I'd always have I would have to have a little bag, and have to put in a couple sailor cartridges, and you know, just in case we ran out during the show, we don't have time to go open a bottle and wipe it off and flush it. You know, I got to put a cartridge in and go. So now Sailor comes out with a cute little three cartridge case. You know, there's it is what it is. That little piece comes out, but okay. Yeah, you can put
nice and sturdy though. It's hard plastic. This is great. So you can toss it in your purse, you can toss it in your briefcase, your messenger bag, and not worry that it's going to get smushed.
Yeah. You're not going to end up...
Where was this years ago when you
I don't know. It? I really needed this years ago. But, you know, you put three cartridges in there, that's going to last you until you can, you know, get back to your office, your room, or whatever, and clean
that
it up.
That also solves the problem of what do you do... If you use up a cartridge and then you want to keep it, let's say you're at work or on a business trip or whatever, and you don't have a baggie.
Don't have a baggie.
you know, you That's pop true. In another one, mm-hmm. and then there you go. Now, I wouldn't guarantee that it's
sealed. It's not sealed. You're not going to, if you put a half a cartridge in there, it could leak out. But
if you've got an empty one, you want to save it,
absolutely, absolutely.
There you go.
And perhaps the most exciting bit of kit, as they say.
The bit of kit
is the sailor maintenance kit. So this guy is cute. It comes in a real nice plastic box. It's compact.
Yep. I love short, sweet, and to the point.
It's very compact. We've got, you know, what comes with a couple of different things. You've got a little mini syringe. And it gives you a, am I boring you?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't sleep very well. Not enough coffee. You are boring me.
It comes with an empty cartridge. So you got one of those going for you. And then it has, here's your syringe tip, and they actually have it in a really kind of
a
cute little protective thing so you don't stab yourself. So then that just...
So the needle doesn't break. It's blunt tip, so you can't stab yourself.
Yeah, it's blunt tip, but, you know, so then it just screws in there like that. And this is wicked cool.
Okay.
I like this.
Okay.
You have this. You know what this is?
No.
It looks like an empty tube. It's got two little... things on a little flanges on the end, and this screws in, and what this does is now this fits in the section.
I happen to have a pen.
You happen to have one. Check this out.
All right. Do I need to put my glasses on for this?
No.
I think I do.
So here's a section of a sailor. This now goes in here.
Monkey!
And now you can flush, quickly flush your sailor pen.
That's very cool.
Yeah, so, you know, normally you take your converter and you left, right, left 100 times. Here you could really, really fill that up and flush that quickly.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's
really cool idea. Really cool idea.
Awesome.
So that's all part of the sailor maintenance kit. And then you could just...
put it all back in the kit. You don't have it floating around in some junk drawer and then you can't find a certain piece.
Yeah. It's nice. It's really, really, really a neat idea. I'm surprised other manufacturers haven't come up with this.
Don't give them the idea.
Well.
It's out there now.
It's out there now. So that's the sailor maintenance kit, the empty cartridge and the cute little cartridge case. So all fairly reasonably priced. We do have as an option on all of sailor pens, the maintenance kit as an option when you purchase your pen. So
great.
If you want it, you can check the box and get it right then and there.
Okay.
Next up, do you want to mix up the format
Let's
mix it up. Go. Which one do you want to do?
Legacy, the Schaefer Legacy Rollerballs. Again, so like every week, you need a moment.
Need a moment. These are nice.
These are rollerballs.
These are rollerballs. I think we should get the fountain pens. We got these in kind of as a test. So these are the new Schaefer Legacy. And these are just the coolest
chevron pattern.
Yeah.
It's a snap cap.
It's a textured barrel, and they come in three different colors.
Great weight. It's got a really nice weight. I'm playing here.
We got black, we got gold, and we got basically a chrome.
Yeah. Absolutely gorgeous.
But
nice weight. They are definitely a fatter pen in the hand.
Yeah.
But not especially. It's a nice snap cap.
Yeah,
not especially heavy.
Yeah, so these if you're a legacy collector, like I sort of am a closet legacy collector, these are similar to, you know, they have the round top, more towards a Legacy 2 or a Legacy Heritage. They don't come up like the Legacy 1 or the PFM did. Really, really nice. I like this black, I think the best with the black. Black trim is cool.
So we know what he's getting.
Although you know, sometimes you need just a gold Legacy. I have a matte brushed gold Legacy, and I love it. Sometimes
so now you need a twin.
Sometimes I don't know. I might need all three of these. They're just so cool.
What?
I like them. They're great. It's a good size pen.
It's
good looking. I don't know what else to say about it.
There you go.
So I think we'll probably, we can get the fountain pen. So if you're interested in the fountain pen, let us know.
Because apparently we're ordering one from
Ryan. I think we're probably going to order one. You know, just
along
saying.
With your current.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So. Yeah. All right.
And along the Schaefer Cross bandwagon, I like these. I'm like weirdly excited about these. So we get requests all the time for pen and pencil sets, and I'm not sure why. I think because 20 years ago, when you graduated or you got Christmas, you got a pen and pencil set.
40 years ago.
Okay, maybe 40 years ago.
Come on. Most of us of a certain age, when you graduated from high school, you got the classic Cross ballpoint, mm-hmm. maybe with your name engraved on it. And so those of us ladies who've then gone on and gotten married, it no longer has your current name. But I think everybody, at least in my age group, can relate to that.
Well, yeah.
And these are definitely updated. These are cool.
These are an updated set. So these are, and I don't know that you can actually get these individually. So you can't just get the pen. The new Cross Classic Century, and they come in sets, and this titanium is killer. I love it. It's got a knurled section here.
That's a great word, knurled.
It's brushed. It's really, really nice. Nice gift, black trim.
Yep.
And you've got the matte black.
Yeah, absolutely a great little set.
You know, and these are
twist action
to extend the pipe, and then twist again to extend the lead. So it's not your classic just twist, twist, twist. This has got the nice retracting pipe on it. So nice pencil, nice sets. They don't break the bank. And for those looking for
a nice little gift,
Christmas gifts, these are great. They look great.
And, you know, even just as a boxed set, not everything comes in a nice presentation.
Yeah, there's
box.
There's not many pen and pencil sets really around. Cross makes them, and, you know, I don't know who else makes them, really. Not many. But for those of you looking for a nice set,
There you go.
This is great. This is really great. I got overly excited about that. We're going to move on.
Yeah, you did. All right, let's talk about things that are going away. And it seems like within a week or two, a number of things were announced that they were being discontinued. A couple things maybe haven't been quite as prominently announced. So let's talk about saying goodbye.
Okay.
It's tragic. You go first.
So this week, and there's only a couple of these left, the Twisby 588 ALR purple.
Okay.
ALR, it's got the ribbing on the cap. It's got the purple on the section and the ribbing on the section here.
Why have I not seen this?
So the ALR purple is going away. This very well may be the last one. I don't know.
All right. And then we've got a mini
mint blue.
Yes. That's a nice color.
It is a nice color.
See, the problem is I only go to the store for 4 hours a week now on Saturday, and I don't get to see all this stuff.
Although I'm not into
a demonstrator. So, but great, great color. That's pretty. Mm-hmm. So
it's nice. They did a nice job on this one.
And so the mint blue.
The mint blue mini.
Yep.
Not the eco. And the mint blue mini.
And the ALR in purple have both been discontinued. Twisby has no more. They're not shipping anymore.
They're gone.
Okay.
Yeah. Gone forever, as I asked Philip. They're gone for every suggestion.
Are you sure?
Gone forever, yeah.
Okay.
So we got a few of them left. If those are on your list, check them off and
grab it before they're gone.
Yep.
And then a number of Sailor pens were announced as being discontinued. I immediately grabbed one that I love.
You did. It was a quick decision. I've never seen you make a decision so quick.
That was a bad thing to say.
Anyway.
You said that out loud.
Did I say that out loud?
Yeah.
Well, see, because I already have one of these.
Okay.
This is maybe one of my favorite Sailors ever.
So the Millicolore, in both the pink
and the blue.
Pink and red and the blue have all been discontinued. The fountain pen and what do we have? The ballpoint and the ballpoint.
Ballpoint and blue, which I have been tempted to buy
just so you have
the
set.
So I have a set, yeah.
All right, well, you better do it quickly.
But The nice thing about the Millichlorie is it has these gold rings on the barrel and the cap, and it adds just a minute extra little bit of weight to it. I wouldn't call it heavy. It's not, you know.
And these are the large size.
These are the large size 21 karat nibs. Got them in a couple different nib options.
Okay.
So the
Millichlories are going, gone. Once they're gone, they're gone. Pro Gear Slims in the Frambois, which is what I grabbed. Mm-hmm. I had one, and then I sold it to a customer in Chicago. She had to have it. And then the Blueberry.
And I'm curious about this because these were always very good selling colors.
Just means something else new is on the horizon. And then the 1911 Standards in the blue, the red, and the yellow are all going away.
So this is the blue with the black.
Yes.
And the all blue is gone. That is already gone. But
so these are all going away.
I like this yellow. This yellow was always a nice bright spot in the lineup.
Little pop of color.
Black section, black end caps. I actually have. They used to make this in a large size, and I actually have that pen. But nice 14 karat nibs, 1911 Standards. So those are going away. And
just to recap all of what's been discontinued, because it was a lot.
And there will be some of the North American exclusives are exiting the door, and those will be later this year. I think Anchor Gray is going to be the first one to go, mm-hmm. And maybe Key Lime, and is the Royal Tangerine?
Not that I've heard of.
Well, so anyway. There's a couple more that are going out, which means there's more stuff coming in, and we do know there's more stuff coming.
Yes.
So if any of those are on your list,
grab it while we've got more nib options.
Man, that's nice.
Why don't you just put that in your
pocket? I just need to. We have a couple at the store, so that Millichlorie ballpoint is just killer.
Okay.
It's cool.
All right.
That's actually got some weight to it. All right, what else we got? Last but not least.
We are going to do something that I hope people like.
Oh, people are going to like it.
Well, we've never done this before on camera. So, all right. We will be launching a new Retro 51 exclusive design.
Say it ain't so.
In another week or two.
Yes.
This is the first time we have not pre-sold
an exclusive, yeah.
So we are going to wait until it actually arrives, which will be another couple weeks. But we are going to launch a teaser video. And
we might actually even show it right now.
Now. I know. It was a total teaser. You couldn't tell what it was, which was the intent.
It is not available for sale yet. We don't actually have it.
And we will not be selling it until we have all of them physically in hand. So sign up for the back in stock. That was the whole purpose. Just to get you excited. Wet your whistle, if you will. And
I will say it's a really, really great design.
Richard did a phenomenal job.
Yeah, props to Richard.
George said it was one of the prettiest ones he'd seen. We worked hard on coming up with the concept, on the design, tweaked how we wanted it made, the materials. But you will be able to see what the cost is in advance.
Yep.
And we will launch it when it physically arrives.
Yep. And there's plenty for everyone. So we got a really hefty number. So
these are not serial serialized.
Not serialized. They're not limited. I mean, everything's limited at this point. But yeah, there's no serial number. The box is beautiful.
Oh, the graphic on the box is gorgeous.
The tube is awesome.
Yes.
So yeah, we're really excited, and I'm hoping someday I get the prototype back.
Who has the prototype, Justin?
The man behind the camera, the man behind the mask.
All right. Let's make sure we know where that ends up.
It's a good looking pen. Really, really a good looking pen.
Yeah, we are.
That's the way to go out.
Yes. So,
a couple weeks probably.
Yes.
Don't
call the store because they don't have any. They can't sell you one.
We're not doing pre-sales.
Not at all. There will be plenty. Now it would be my fantasy to sell out in one day. That would be awesome.
It's possible.
But I don't know.
But, we're doing more than, a lot of exclusives are doing 300, 400, and we're doing more than that.
We've made that conscious decision to make enough that if they don't all sell immediately, we can afford to sit on it. But we've really invested in this.
Yeah, it's a good
one.
Great.
It's gorgeous.
Anyway, that's coming up. Enjoy the video. And our team worked really hard on getting that.
Justin,
I don't know where
amazing.
they grabbed the idea out of my head. I said, do it like this. And then
you sent a bunch of links to non-pen things. And it's next to impossible to read Brian's mind and get exactly what you're thinking. It's awesome, Justin. So. Enjoy it. Leave positive comments. And no, we're not going to tell you anything more than what the video shows.
It is what it is. So.
Yep. There you go.
What else you got? Anything else? We've got the new Herb & Ink is coming.
The new
350th anniversary.
Oh, the Verint Atlantide.
The Verint Atlantide.
It's been ordered. It's not here yet. They got an initial very small run, and we're on the second run. Anything else new?
Hobonichi.
Oh, there you go.
Since today is Thursday, barring any implications in customs like we had last time.
Oh, my God.
But I'm on top of it. I'm checking this almost hourly. Hobonichi should be arriving today.
Now, is there anything new?
There is accidentally...
What?
I accidentally ordered one new Weeks Mega, I think. In pink.
Okay.
Because I just went down the list. I said, okay, we're going to just order. The Weeks Mega is always popular. I ordered extra. And I realized later that we hadn't ordered this one the first time around.
It snuck in.
So it's, and there were some things we could not order. They were out of. And then when they actually got our order, they actually cut a few things off. So it's not as big as the first order, but there's going to be lots of cousins. There's some cousin sets. There's lots of more Teichos, Teicho sets.
What about the notebooks?
Lots more notebooks. So those are popular first time around. A5 and A6, and memo pad sets, and Weeks Mega,
yes.
And all sorts of stuff.
Okay.
So that stuff is hopefully, fingers crossed, coming in today. So if you have put in a notice, it's going to start going out right away. So.
Great.
So that's today. Or if it's not today, very soon.
There you go.
So
I'm trying to think of anything else coming in.
Well, that's the big one.
There you go.
I think that's it for this week.
Okay.
So thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, paper, and Puna Labo.
I love those. Follow the blog for news, ink reviews, updated store hours or events, things like that.
Check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. And like this video and subscribe to the channel.